Local news, sports, and weather from Coast Radio News is next on KCFM.
COVID-19 cases continue to climb in Lane County and across the state of Oregon. For Coast Radio News, I'm Calista Cates. Numbers from the Oregon Health Authority climbed over the weekend to 353 new cases reported Saturday morning, 436 new cases reported Sunday morning, bringing the state's total to 14,579. Lane County reported 20 new cases by Saturday morning, bringing the number to 394 in the county, 12 of those in the greater Florence area. 66 are considered infectious. One of those cases is currently hospitalized. To date, Lane County has conducted over 31,000 tests. While the majority of deaths in the state have been suffered by the elderly, in Lane County, the highest COVID-19 numbers are 108 infections for ages 21 to 30, 82 in ages birth to 20, and 63 cases 31 to 40 age group. New numbers are expected out later this morning from Lane County Public Health. Well, the Florence City Council meets this morning at 10:30 for the regular scheduled video conference work session. Residents may listen and view the meeting through the GoToWebinar link found at the City of Florence website. Today's work session will include a COVID-19 update and discussion on the commercial, industrial, and mixed-use code updates. Well, this evening, the Florence City Council meeting will be held via the same video conference beginning at 5:30 and will include the Florence Area Chamber of Commerce annual report. Action items before the City Council this evening will include sign code amendment, Coastal Highlands Stormwater Project, League of Oregon City's legislative priorities, and amending of the tribal policing contract with the Confederated Tribes of Coos, Lower Umpqua, and Siuslaw Indians, the City of Florence, and the Florence Police Department. The Siuslaw School District food distribution runs for area students will be altering their routes, according to Superintendent of Schools Andy Grisgowiak. Six pickup locations, all on routes that have had no student attendance since the beginning of June. Six locations are Wohink Lake Parking Lot and Canary Road Fire Station 5, corner of Bay and Juniper Streets, the FEC Overflow Parking Lots, on the Florence Station, Milepost 11, and at the Florence Police Station Parking Lot. Students who have previously picked up their deliveries at those locations will now have to call for service. The remainder of the locations will remain the same as before through September 4th. Drivers now have the choice to get a real ID the next time they renew their driver's license. The Oregon Department of Motor Vehicles began issuing real ID compliant licenses and ID cards to those who meet federal requirements and bring the required documentation to the DMV appointment. Although the standard license or ID card is still available, some are choosing to get real ID compliant cards so that they are prepared for changes to the TSA travel requirements next year. In October 2021, the Transportation Security Administration will begin requiring identification that complies with federal real ID standards to pass through airport security when boarding a domestic flight. Getting real ID requires an in-person visit to the DMV office and presentation of specific documentation before a card can be issued. This means you can't obtain a real ID card for the first time by using the DMV website to replace a card. You can make an appointment for a new license or an ID card, including real ID, online at OregonDMV.com/DMV2U. Taking a look into Coast Radio Sports, Siuslaw football has decided to postpone practice for the upcoming week. A post over the weekend on Siuslaw football Facebook page stated the decision to do this was for a multitude of reasons, including to take the time to ensure the safest environment possible for athletes, as well as this being the week that we should hear a decision from the OSAA on the upcoming season. Runners looking for a live event in the season of COVID-19 cancellations and virtual events can look ahead to the August Scandia Run in Junction City. The 46th annual Scandia Run and Walk will be at 8 a.m. Saturday, August 15th. Organizers say this year's event has been completely redesigned to meet the physical distancing and health safety precautions of Junction City, Lane County, and the state of Oregon. A staggered start, finish, and special event enhancements will all be part of the Scandia Run.
This newscast was a Coast Radio News presentation.